Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool games or just like actors, we have, or filmmakers, actually, we have a cool cast and production team from the new web series Godlike Gaming coming out to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production and website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guests from the cast of Godlike Gaming, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment. Over on Facebook, S-T-A-U-R-O-S, Entertainment, over on Facebook. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And if you want to make nice little fan mails or anything cool, things you like to say, I like reading those off on the air every once in a while, those are always cool. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com as well. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me on socials, you can. That's Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N is it Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's now Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N-N Official. And then if you really, really, really want, hit me up on Facebook. That's the same thing, Tyrone Tan over there. All right, got the plugs out of the way. Without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. He's been on before, and luckily no hate mail, but he is back into the studio. He is my dear friend, also producer and producing partner as well on actually this project. Here he is, filmmaker, producer, Roy Shelliff. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. How's it going?
Cool. Well, it's been a while since you've been on.
Yes.
When was the last time you were on here?
Oof. I think it was around... even before December.
It was really? It was in 2021?
It was 2021.
Wow, wow, wow. 2021. Awesome. Well, and anything exciting since you've been on since the last time?
So many things. I've been producing a lot of shorts lately. I have this amazing show coming out, Godlike Gaming, and which we are going to be a part of as well. And this is like the little baby that is occupying all my thoughts and dreams at night.
So. Awesome. Well, it's cool because I think the last time you were on, you just finished producing, was it a Jamie Foxx music video, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And for those that didn't get to hear that last time or just tuning in for the first time with you, talk a little bit about that and, you know, your experience on that.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience working with Jamie Foxx and DJ Solomon. It's basically, this song is called Ocean. You can check it on YouTube. Ocean, DJ Solomon, and Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. It was a one-night shoot in downtown LA. Fantastic crew, amazing talent. It was a lot of fun, very challenging, especially filming in LA. Everybody knows about that. Yeah. But it was just a great experience, great experience. Got to know a lot of people, work with them later on. Very, very grateful.
Cool. And so for those, a quick little cliff note version of yourself. I know you've talked about yourself before, but for those that are just tuning in for the first time, talk a little bit about yourself and your involvement with this new show called Godlike Gaming.
Ooh. Okay. So as you're right, my name is Roy Shelliff. I'm a producer from Israel, and I will be producing the show Godlike Gaming. We actually already produced the first two parts of the pilot part one, pilot part two. You can check it on YouTube as well. Check out Godlike Gaming. Pilot part one, and then it will automatically get you to part two. Okay. And yeah,
awesome. And then you're obviously a producer on it. And we're, you know, which is cool because I think you know the batch that are coming in. They're a group, cool group of people.
Who?
I heard. That's what I heard through the grapevine. The cast and the creator of Godlike Gaming.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard, man.
What? You surprised me, man? You didn't tell me?
Yeah, well, hey, listen. I'm just going through the memo here. Okay. Well, speaking of, did you by any chance get the memo?
No, I did not.
Okay, so the memo, I don't know if you remember, the last time you were here, the guest co-host responsibility, so to speak, we talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies lately?
Doctor Strange.
Okay, yeah, I actually got to see that as well. Before we get into it, I'll do a quick little synopsis. Thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, it's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis. Dr. Stephen Strange cast a forbidden spell that opens the doorway to the multiverse, including alternate versions of himself, whose threat to humanity is too great for the combined forces of Strange, Wong, and Wanda Maximoff. Directed by the awesome Sam Raimi and starring the awesome Benedict Cumberbatch, Elizabeth Olsen, Chidwell Elgeofor. I do apologize for mispronouncing. There's Benedict Wong, Rachel McAdams, Joshelty Gomez. Again, apologize for mispronouncing, but a plethora of great actors. You got to see it. I got to see it. Guest co-host first. What did you think?
Well, honestly, I was a bit disappointed.
Really?
I was a bit disappointed.
For you? Okay.
Yes. I mean, obviously...
Without getting any spoilers out.
No spoilers. It's just the CGI is beautiful, like Marvel doing their thing. I just think that story-wise, it could have been stronger.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, on the flip note of that, I actually enjoyed it. I mean, I go into a lot of the Marvel movies just going in there to have fun. Right. So I don't really... Not to say that they're not good storylines or anything like that. I have a lot of friends that actually... you know, I've got the interview through the Marvel universe, so to speak, through the years, and I know some people at the Marvel studios, and it, you know, so I know there's a lot of hard work that goes into this stuff. But aside from that, I wasn't the biggest Doctor Strange fan, so I didn't go in there with that much expectation. I do like Benedict Cumberbatch. I just wasn't, that character wasn't like the biggest, you know, character for me that I love. But with that said, I actually enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to enjoy it. And I really did like it. So, like I said, I thought Elizabeth Olsen did awesome.
Yes,
I mean, she was the one that I thought just was really remarkable in that.
Yes.
Her acting. And I mean, like I said, Benedict Cumberbatch is always great. It just, you know, so I don't know. I'm not saying I don't disagree. I just say that I didn't have as big of an expectation. So I think it was... met more of my expectations, or it was better than my expectations.
Well, I get you.
So,
yeah, but I totally agree
with you. I did enjoy it, though. So it wasn't like I did not want it to end, meaning, it caught my attention. So, I mean, but again, it's not the favorite of mines of all the, I think thus far, the amazing, the Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
No Way Home was probably one of my best ones that I loved out there. Listen, how's this? Would you recommend checking it out on the big screen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For the big screen, 100%.
Okay, so...
Don't watch it at home.
So I say the same thing. I say check it out. Again, Roy's on the... Well, Roy has his opinion, but I got mine. And I say... But we both say check it out. We both are movie lovers. I just liked it more than you, I guess, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and, you know, we could agree to disagree, I guess, right?
Of course we can. Of course. That's the whole purpose of this world. We can agree to disagree and still be friends.
All right. So, again, check it out. It's called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, rated PG-13. It's out there. Now, by any chance, okay, you know that drill. Did you get the other memo? Do you remember the other memo?
Regarding?
The guest co-host arranges a way to bring on the guest of the hour. I mean, sometimes you bring him in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders. Did you by any chance arrange a way for these lovely guests to be coming to the studio? How are they going to be brought in?
Well, I did talk to Dr. Strange.
Oh, really?
And he's going to do me this big favor because he owes me.
Okay.
And he's going to basically teleport them from their houses without them knowing.
the kind of like the multiverse style, exactly. Where like the kind of spider, the little spider. Oh, my God. You know what? Wow. Okay. Yep. That's awesome. That's actually never been done before. So I think that's kind of cool that you kind of arranged that. I guess you're good for something right now. So,
yeah.
So.
So my life.
But so a little bit of background here. You know them, you know, because you produced this series, this new show. We got here's what I got. Here's the list that I got coming in. First off, we have the creator and the director of Godlike Gaming, Eli Suttler, coming in. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, he's not in yet, but
not in yet.
And then we also have. A lovely cast, some dashing members, some lovely members as well. We have what I hear. We got Nicole Murray coming in.
All right,
who plays a character. I believe her name is Sky.
Sky's the limit.
And we got this hunky fella named Jamie Botch. I think he's. What do you consider? He's like the
He's like the guy who's trying to keep everything together, but he can't.
Okay. His name is Bash. Sounds like a hunk guy.
Bash, yeah.
And the lovely Maddie Murphy, who plays a character named Boxy, what I hear.
Not offense to anyone, but she's my favorite.
Really?
She's my Boxy.
Okay.
She's my Boxy. I can't.
And then we have the dashing. He plays the character Fruitcake. His name is William Mazel. I may be botching these names.
Maisel.
Okay, see, that's where you're here to correct me. But I hear they're a really great group of people.
Yes.
And so you have arranged a way to be bringing them in, I guess, the style of the multiverse kind of style.
Yes.
So I guess on the count of three, I guess that's how we're going to be doing it, right? So I guess, you know, anything you want to say really quick about these people before they come in?
I think they're going to tell you all about themselves when they come in. Okay. They're going to be surprised. They're not
ready
for it.
You know, and I've got to talk to some of them aside from filming, but they seem such like great, lovely people. And I'm really I want the audience to get to know them because there's also a cool thing. There's a cool campaign you guys are doing.
Yes.
So, again, without further ado, I guess you're going to. I've never done the multiverse kind of intro before, so I guess on the count of three, you're just going to snap your fingers, and it's just going to kind of
I'm going to do some sound effects. Don't worry about
it. You're just going to bring them in? Okay, on the count of three, you're going to perform what Doctor Strange would do, right? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, and three. All right. Here they come within the multiverse. Oh, they're coming through. Oh, there's a hole in the wall or in the sky. All right, here they come. First one coming up is creator and director of Godlike Gaming. We have Eli Suttler. Okay, coming up next, here he goes. Oh, here comes the lovely Nicole Murray as Sky. She's walking into the multiverse.
What? Whoa, what? What am I doing here?
And then we also got, here he comes, Jamie Botch as Bash. He's just stepping in.
What happened? I was taking a nap.
And then we got the lovely Maddie Murphy as Boxy.
Hello, where am I?
All right. And then last but not least, we have the character of plays Fruitcake, William Mazel. Welcome.
Oh, hey.
All right, guys. Well, welcome, guys. All of you, the cast and production team from the new show, Godlike Gaming. Here they are. Eli Suttler, Nicole Murray, Jamie Botch, Maddie Murphy, William Mazel. Welcome, guys, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv. Indie100.com radio and UBN. All right. Welcome, guys. All right. Well, that's a cool entrance there, Eli. Thank you, Roy Shaloff.
I got you.
All right. All right. Well, cool. Again, it's great to have you all in here. We've never had an intro like that before. Thanks to Roy Shaloff, one of the producers of Godlike Gaming. So, again, welcome back. Welcome for the first time, Eli Suttler.
Hello, thank you.
Okay, we got Nicole Murray.
Hey, thanks to
Jamie Botch. Forgive me, is it?
Botch.
Okay, Jamie Botch.
I think Bow Wow.
Okay, Jamie Botch, Maddie Murphy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And then William Mazel.
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 Okay. Hold on, Roy, let's talk about this. You brought me in, And the portal closed, and I'm missing a leg now. So can I get back there?
Sorry, no returns. It's in your contract.
I'm just without a leg now for this interview. No, that's so kind of you.
It's in your contract. You're going to be legless now.
You got a mouth and ears. It's all you need.
Awesome. Well, guys, welcome again to StarWarsCinema.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. It's great to have you guys and girls. So first of all, we got so much to talk about. So let's start off with really quickly. I don't know if you're a producer told you about this. It's a hard-hitting question, so I don't know if your people talk to his people, but we like to start off. We want the audience to get to know you guys, if not fans already, but we want to get a little more about you guys, girls and guys. So we want to start off with this hard-hitting question. Eli, we're going to start off with you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so the hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
I'm born and raised in a super small town in Sweden.
Okay.
It's called Mariestad, a small town in Sweden. And then I moved to Gothenburg as a grown up and been living there most of my adult life until I moved here to LA.
Okay, awesome. And lovely Nicole Murray, who plays Sky, where are you born and raised?
I'm born and raised in Maple Valley, Washington.
Okay, awesome. And the awesome JB Bouch. Bouch, did I get it right?
Bouch, you did.
Okay,
thank
as
you.
Bash. Yeah. Where are you born and raised?
A very small rural area in Wisconsin. Basically, I was born in Arcadia, Wisconsin, raised in Independence, Wisconsin, and Independence is a town of about 1,200 people. So,
all right. And then the lovely Maddie Murphy as Boxy. Where are you born and raised?
I'm born and raised in New York, but Westchester, New York, so I don't have a good New York accent.
Okay, and then the dashing, here we go, character Fruitcake. William Maisel.
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 Like the month and then
like
May. I'm a gazelle.
Okay, there you go.
Like
think
a
of
gazelle,
May.
Like
Maisel or gazelle?
Like a gazelle.
Like
yeah.
A gazelle. Okay. Maisel.
You'll get it right by the end of the show.
William Maisel. Okay, William Maisel.
It's totally fine. I was also born in Westchester, lived in Buffalo for like 9 years, and then I lived in Florida for 12. So
okay, cool.
A little bit all over the place.
All right. So now, Eli Sundler. Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a filmmaker, a producer, or director?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I've always been into like storytelling.
Okay.
But through different media. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a comic book artist, actually.
Okay.
And then I moved into music, and then into circus.
And circus as in like circus, yeah. Like traveling around kind of thing?
I didn't, not in
like
a circus,
the greatest showman.
I went to circus school.
Really? To be like what in the circus?
Juggling mostly.
Really? So you could juggle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
and
awesome.
And do fire shows. I've done a lot of fire shows and I worked as a circus teacher as well.
Wow.
And
I did not know that.
Filmmaking. So it's a lot of.
Well, how did that parlay? Though. How did that parlay from circus into filmmaking?
Well, I did photography for a while as well, and then I had a fire duo back in Sweden, and we needed a promo video for us, and I said, I can probably edit that.
Okay.
I have no experience, but I can learn, I think, and I edited our first promo video, and I was hooked immediately.
Okay.
Like,
well,
this, I need to do more of this.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Nicole Murray, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actress?
When I was young, I definitely, had my parents sit down and I performed plays in front of them and all that. But I kind of took the science route throughout school.
Really?
Yeah, I graduated with a biology degree and was working in research.
You're pretty smart, too.
Well, I love to think that I am, right? And then was in research before moving down here to L.A. and, following my passion down here.
That's awesome. Jamie Bouch. A.K.A. Bash. Did you know growing up you always wanted to be an actor?
Probably around junior high, I kind of started to get the bug. You know, when you're doing like plays in school and you find yourself like everybody else just kind of doing it and you're kind of like, I can remember like literally like fifth grade Christmas play. I was a postman. I didn't get Santa Claus. I was very upset. So I got this postman job and I'm like, I got like decked out in like full postman gear. I had a line. I'm like, oh, I say I need to go. I should probably have a watch. Like doing little things like that, you kind of realize you're kind of taking it a little bit further.
Yeah.
But yeah, then got into high school. I saw drama doing their work when I was in like eighth grade. I'm like, I want to do that. And so did that. And then 17, I think I was a junior in high school. I told my parents that I want to go be a professional actor.
Okay.
So I decided I want to do it, but coming from such a small area that I was, I hadn't, you know, like left the state that much. You know, I mean, it's like to take that big of a jump. So they convinced me to go to college. I went, studied theater a little bit there, did film studies, got a degree in history, and then got into coaching athletics in my hometown. So that kind of pushed things off a little bit, and then finally came down here and went after it. But yeah, it's been there since high school that I knew I wanted to do it. But some life got in the way a little bit.
That's okay. Maddie Murphy, who plays a character Boxy in Godlike Gaming. Did you always know growing up you wanted to be an actress?
I'd say so, yeah. An actress, a creative in general. I used to like write TV shows for me and my friends to star in because I had a producer uncle and would send them to him and say, well, what do you think? And just hope that something would happen. So yeah, I've always wanted to create my own work and act in it and everything.
Awesome. And last but not least, and I'm going to say, I'm going to make sure I have this right, okay? This is the third time's the charm. He plays a character, Fruitcake, in Godlike Gaming, William Mazzell.
As close as
you said like gazelle, right? Didn't you say
like the month though?
Mazzell. That's what I. Okay.
That's it.
William Mazzell.
Why'd you explain that?
William Mazzell. Okay, because you threw me off when he said like the gazelle.
And then I thought it would help.
Okay,
you.
So Mazzell. So there you go. So that's why I originally. So.
It's just Will Gazelle here.
Yeah.
All right. Prancing around the studio.
Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor?
No, not until I hit high school pretty much. When I was younger, I built Legos pretty consistently. I'd lock myself in a bedroom. I'd build Legos for weeks. But I did. My dad has 25 first cousins, big Jewish family. So I was the youngest of about like 45 first and second cousins. So the attention craving was there all along.
Uh-huh.
And then I hit high school. I actually did an American Idol mock show in eighth grade, and I was a great Paula Abdul. And I think that really solidified my place in acting. I hit high school. I was like, this is what I got to do. And then it kind of fell into place every time I was doing something. I played tennis for 12 years and played professionally at a younger scale. And every time I would tell people I'm kind of going to acting, they're like, that makes a lot more sense.
All right. Okay. And so what obviously this is something that you guys all wanted to do, but there's obviously someone that or something that had to inspire you. So Eli Sundler, who or what in your life inspired you to get into filmmaking?
Oh, I don't know. I always loved films, like, and I loved seeing how film was done. Like, I remember growing up when, you know, I watched the Spider-Man movies, the first Spider-Man Sam Raimi. I watched, you know, it was on VHS.
Wow.
And I had, after you spool through the credits, and then they had some behind-the-scenes footage after that. I remember, you know, watching that almost as much as I watched the movie.
So would you say Sam Raimi inspired you, or who would you think about filming?
Not necessarily, but
or just the movie. This
just like seeing real, like seeing how film was done. I've always like even the Lord of the Rings behind the scenes. Watched that also.
Okay.
Like every movie I watched as a kid, if there were behind scenes, I would watch the behind the scene footage.
Okay. How was there a filmmaker in general that maybe inspired you as well, or no?
I don't think so. Growing up, okay. Now. Definitely, like you have Edgar Wright is probably my biggest.
Oh, right really?
Now,
okay.
Especially for this show.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Nicole Murray, aka Sky from Godlike Gaming, was there an actor or actress or anything that just inspired you to become an actress?
I think a big one that hit for me was Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Minds. I was just so amazed by what you could do with film.
Yeah.
As a medium, and then of course, you know. Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey are amazing, so there you go.
Awesome.
But yeah, just beautiful stuff.
And Jamie Bouch, aka Bash, who was there inspirational, you know, in someone that's inspired you? I'm sorry, what was I going to say? That inspired you as an actor, actress, or just maybe just something that inspired you to become?
Yeah, for me, I can't name anyone specific, but going back to childhood, like I grew up on like my. Like from age 3 to like 14, I was on a farm. So
really?
We had what we called Amish TV.
Wow.
Which is literally like your four basic cable channels. You got like CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, you know. So you're watching a lot of like movies in your downtime. And like little things kind of got me. Like my aunt, my grandparents lived a mile down the road. My aunt had a huge collection of recorded VHS tapes.
Wow, that's crazy.
So yeah, you'd have like three movies on a VHS tape, and it's like on this big rack. So, you know, I mean, you got ones like, there's like one tape alone has like Robin Hood Men in Tights, Twister, the 93 Three Musketeers, and the, you know. So it was like so many different movies that just kind of got me, and so many different actors and stuff that kind of really kind of inspired me to do it. And like Eli said too, like I would watch like biographies on like actors and things like that, and inside the actor studio, and you get these little insights and what they're doing and stuff like that. So that's kind of all what really kind of got me going, was you watching those movies and you wonder how they do that stuff. And, you know, it really kind of gets you going. You replicate lines a little bit to yourself. And yeah, and then just kind of.
Was there an actor or actress in general, or not really?
I can't say one for sure. I mean, growing up as a child, I mean, it wasn't really till late high school, college, that I really kind of started to get into like older films a little bit more, you know, like Humphrey Bogart, Steve McQueen, things like that. So they have kind of escalated that growing up. But I mean, like you're seeing like, you know, Michael Keaton, Mel Gibson, Kevin Costner was a big one for me. I'd probably give him, because I loved the Kevin Costner movies growing up, and Robin Williams too. Because if Robin Williams wasn't part of your childhood when you grew up in the 90s, you were on another planet. So those were definitely, I would give those two as growing up as a child.
And then Maddie Murphy, AKA as Boxy, who was your inspirations?
Or? I'd probably say, honestly, watching my sisters growing up.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, when they were in their middle school productions, I would just watch that and be like, that looks so fun. So they definitely really inspired that. I also grew up watching like the Gilda Radner SNL box sets.
And
that, for like women in comedy and stuff, that was really like inspiring. I would like act out her scenes and everything. So I think that also was a big inspiration. But yeah, there are a lot of amazing female actresses that I think have inspired me through the years. But yeah, those are definitely some of the sparks there.
And last but not least, this is the one. This is the one, a.k.a. as Fruitcake, we have the awesome William Maisel.
Nailed.
There we go.
Ding, ding, ding. Look at that. Fifth time's a charm. Growing up, my parents don't cook. They don't know how to cook. So our dinners revolved around a TV consistently. And my mother has fallen asleep to the dun, 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 for the last, I think, 37 years of her whole life. So I grew up falling asleep to that and wanting so desperately to be the murder victim on the SVU Special Victims Unit episodes, so that my mom could fall asleep to watching me be the murderer. Or vice versa, my dad's sort of Sunday afternoon sci-fi movie watching while he passes out. There's something in there consistently. Actors, though, sort of Jake Gyllenhaal, Hugh Jackman, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, they kind of, at a younger age, like 500 Days of Summer has always hit super hard.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, did you by any chance get on SUV?
SUV, not yet.
No, not yet?
We're still hoping at that.
And if you're out there.
Wait, because I've interviewed a number of people from that universe. Who's on that one now? Who's the star of that one?
Well, we still have Mahershala Harshkate, right? And, what's his name?
Chris Meleni.
Yeah, Chris Meleni.
He's back on his own show now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. Well, hey, we put it out there. You never know.
You never know, guys.
Okay. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to talk. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Now we got a little background on you guys. We're going to be talking about your guys' show, which is cool. It's called Godlike Gaming, which is out there. It's on YouTube right now, right?
You got the
pilot part one and part two. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. How could they check it out? Just Eli, why don't you say how they can check it out? And then we're going to talk about your guys' campaign as well.
Well, you just go to YouTube and search for Godlike Gaming, and it should pop up the first thing.
And we're going to talk about what it's about and all that kind of good stuff. Roy, what you're going to do, you're going to be introducing the song. I think you were here. Were you here when we...
Yes.
Okay. We had him on? Or was it you? Guest co-hosting at the time?
Yes, I was with Liza.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So since you know, in honor of that, because I think that it's been almost, has it been a year? No.
Almost a year, actually.
Has it been? I think because I think he was having kind of like an anniversary of it coming out. My God. Yes.
Yes.
Has it been? Okay. So because of the honor of that,
wow.
I think we should play his song, and he's got some new songs on. So I'm going to have you introduce this song, and we're going to be coming back more with the cast and creator of Godlike Gaming. Again, you can check it out. Don't check it out yet. I mean, maybe put that in your little memo, Godlike Gaming on YouTube. But I just sent you that. So we're going to be introducing this song, and then we'll be back more here with the cast of Godlike Gaming and creator director. After this song, you want to introduce this song.
All right. So here it comes. The song California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's been a year. I think it's been a year.
It's been a year.
So again, we're going to do this in honor of you, Alexander James Rodriguez, who was a guest on the show. I believe it's a one-year anniversary, if I'm wrong, but I remember him posting something about just celebrating. I think it's a year mark.
I'll have to check it later.
Yeah, but other than that, he's a good guy, and which is funny. I just spoke to his mom today. But again, here's Alexander James Rodriguez with California, which has been going all over. It's been racking up all those listeners and Spotify listeners, and you can check him out. Again, here's one more time, Roy.
Alexander James Rodriguez, California.
All right, we'll be right back. More with the cast and production team of Godlike Gaming. Again, here is California by Alexander James Rodriguez, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause this life's a party. Like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. It's California.
MIA has the beautiful girls. NYC has the diamonds and pearls. But in LA, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause this life's a party. Like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California. Where you can get.
That was Alexander James Rodriguez with the song. Nicole Murray, we're going to do a pop quiz. What was the name of that song?
California.
That's it.
California Dream.
You had it
vacation,
the first try.
Summerland.
It was California by Alexander James Rodriguez. And since so, Nicole, I don't know if that makes sense. What did you think of the song?
I loved it. I was
really?
Rocking
okay.
out to
awesome.
It.
Awesome. That's awesome. It's cool. Any of you guys liked it or for you?
Oh, I thought it was very good. Fantastic.
Okay, awesome. Maddie?
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun.
And last but not least, William.
I guess. Yeah, it was great.
I was waiting for you to say you hated it.
It was very catchy.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, speaking of, what kind of music are you into?
I am all around it. I listen to everything.
Okay, well, cool. But again, if you like that song, check him out. That song's been just racking up listenerships on Spotify and all that kind of good stuff. Again, his name is Alexander James Rodriguez. He's a dear friend, also a guest on the show. And I think he was a guest when you were on, Roy. So,
yes,
so,
I think so.
Again, so check him out. That's Alexander James Rodriguez. He's out there. Check out his music on Spotify. Check out his music video, California. He's really doing really, really well. So I'm proud of you, Alexander James Rodriguez. And again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But most of all, check out all his. He's got some new music coming out out as well. Again, Alexander James Rodriguez, and that song is called California. All right, we are back in the studio with my guests of the hour from the new web series, Godlike Gaming. We have the awesome creator, Eli Sundler. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Producer as well, who's my guest co-host, Roy Shelliff.
Hello, hello again.
And then the lovely cast, here we go, down the line, we got the character Sky, Nicole Murray.
Whoop, whoop.
Bash, Jamie Bouch.
Hello, out there in Radio Land.
Boxy, Maddie Murphy.
Hello.
And character Fruitcake, William Mazel.
Still here.
There we go. Awesome. There we go. All right. So cool. Welcome back, guys. Again, so we got to get the audience a little bit, your backgrounds. And now let's get into the nitty gritty. Let's talk about Godlike Gaming. So let's start off with Eli Sundler, who is the creator of the show. Tell the audience a little bit about the show, what it's about, and what inspired you to create this show.
Absolutely. It's a show about gamers, but I think it's more about also friends and following your dreams and stuff like that. So I think like it's always been my intention to make it for non-gamers as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a gamer, you probably will see yourself even more in it. Especially like eSport, mm-hmm. and MOBAs is what has inspired like the type of game they're playing.
So you're obviously a big gamer?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And then so one day you just said, hey, I want to write a show or make a show about this and then start creating characters?
Yeah, the thing was I was looking for this show, like a similar show to this. I've seen Video Game High School and The Guild, and I couldn't find anything else. This was 7 years ago or something. I know there are some shows out now, but back then I couldn't find anything about eSport or gaming in general. Looked everywhere, I couldn't find it. So I said to myself, then I have to make it myself.
Okay, awesome. And then Roy, you got involved, and then you're also a producer on the project. So how did you get involved with this?
Yes, so Eli and I actually went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli came to me one day and he told me, Roy, I have this project called Godlike Gaming. I like the way you produce. Read it, tell me what you think. I read it.
Did he say please at least?
No, he's from Sweden. He doesn't
said,
say please.
He just said, read it. No,
yeah,
no.
I would just read it. I'm a Viking.
No.
But yeah, he gave me the script and he basically, I read it and I told him, I love it. Let's try to do it. And Eli was supposed, you were supposed to do it as your thesis actually for school, like to try to do the first episode, and then pandemic happened and we couldn't do it. And later on down the line, we met again, and obviously we kept in touch. He's in my place almost every week.
Gotcha.
And then one evening, he came over and he's like, Roy, let's do it. I looked at him as like, let's do what? Like, let's do Godlike Gaming. I was like, oh, we're back to this guy again. Okay, let's do it. So I was like, okay, let's do it. And then we really, both of us work really hard on it. I mean, Eli's been calling me in the middle of the night a couple of times and waking me up from really nice dreams. Thank you, Eli. And basically, we were talking about it and we produced the first two pilots, like the pilot part one, pilot part two. Which you can see on YouTube. You go on YouTube, Godlike Gaming, and you'll find it. And it's hilarious, and it's just a lot of people loved it. We got a lot of great feedback and a lot of question, which the main one is, when is episode one going to come to life? When
official
is the show
official one. Awesome.
Episode one? So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring on the cast again. So we've had them, and let's talk a little bit about their characters. Nicole Murphy, Murray. I'm sorry. What am I thinking? Nicole Murray. I do apologize. Nicole Murray. Talk about your character, Sky, what she's about, and you know, what do you, how did you, you know, come to this project?
Yeah, yeah. No, Sky is this fierce gamer who will stop at nothing to get to be a professional e-gamer. And that shows itself by her not really having typical hygiene. She doesn't sleep a lot. She's constantly practicing. She's writing her team to be practicing. And she's the self-proclaimed leader of the group.
Awesome. And then Jamie Bouch. Tell your audience about your character.
I play Bash, and Bash is a very interesting character because he's kind of like the anti-gamer stereotype. He's kind of like that jock that likes to play video games and is friends with gamers, which is kind of cool because, you know, not everybody who plays video games, you know, falls into the stereotype, you know, so that's really kind of cool. And he is very much living up to his name. He gets very angry. He breaks a lot of things. Matter of fact, you'll see scenes behind me of just keyboards, and they're just going to grow as the show goes on. They're just going to get bigger and bigger pile of broken keyboards. And he thinks he knows what he's doing. He thinks he's always right. He often is not. and basically, it's really fun because I just get to yell a lot.
Okay.
So
awesome. And then Maddie Murphy. That's why. Murphy. So Maddie Murphy, tell the audience a little bit about your character.
So I play Boxy. She's the newcomer to Godlike the team. So I come in the pilot part two. So she's the fun one. She's got a lot of emotional intelligence. But not as much other intelligence. She's naive, I'll say. But she's very sweet and well-intentioned. She just gets a little lost sometimes.
Okay.
She's a fun one.
And last but not least, William Maisel.
Hi. Yeah, no, so I play a character named Fruitcake. Fruitcake is just there to have fun. He's truly there just to have fun with his friends and support his best friend, Sky. There's no other reason that he's there other than to keep the team afloat, keep them from freaking out, and be there to be everybody's go-to guy. He's really happy to keep it going and be the friend.
Awesome. Let's do some honorary mentions. There are a couple cast members who could not be here today. Who wants to talk about, there is a character named Pinky Break. You want to talk about Eli, maybe? Who plays that character and what that character is about?
Yeah, so Pinky Break is played by Omari Williams. Doing a fantastic job of bringing the character to life, and he's the nerd of the nerds of the group. If everyone in the team is nerds, he's the nerd amongst the nerds.
Okay, and then also we have a character is Goddess. We have an actress, Chantel Cassut, who was actually on the show, just the last show. But can you tell the audience a little bit about the character? And
yeah, so Goddess is Sky's nemesis, rival.
Yeah.
We see the look.
I'm glaring right now.
Okay, so that's pretty good. She's the nemesis.
Yeah, as far as we're in right now in show, that's about it. She's gonna have a bigger part later on in the season, like in the final of the season. She's playing a really big part of Sky's arc.
Okay, awesome. Well, now for you guys, who wants to take this, like, what was it like doing this show? Is it the kind of, was it when you auditioned for this thing, was it just like something, oh, it's a typical audition, I have no idea what it's doing? Or were you guys gamers in general, or was this even your world and when you got the part, that kind of thing? Let's go with really quickly, Nicole Murray.
Yeah, so I'm a different kind of a gamer, but love gaming all in itself. I'm like a D&D kind of a gamer.
Okay.
And so loved being a part of a different side of it. And when they brought us in, they were all, you know, they talked to us a lot, wanted to get to know us as people, which I thought was such a cool way to bring on a cast.
And Jamie, for you, what was it like, your experience so far?
Well, so for me, I've always been a gamer, but a console gamer, you know, like always like story mode games and stuff. Uh-huh. So not really like computers. This was a little new for me. So I got to come in and kind of get that vibe a little bit. And it was really cool. I know from the first audition, I read the sides and like immediately was like, wow, this character fits me. You don't always get that when you do auditions and stuff. So it was really kind of cool. And then we get to go through this and kind of learn new things. Like I got to learn what gank is.
Okay.
And unfortunately when I used it wrong. So as funny as it was, we couldn't even use the scene. So
Okay, and Maddie Murphy, what was your experience like working on this?
Yeah, I mean, just to start, I do feel like I'm a bit of a wannabe gamer. I always watched people gaming growing up, but just never had the game. So this was a fun experience to get to sort of jump into. And what's nice is that this show is so, like, it's about gamers, but you can kind of relate to it even though it's about that. So I saw the character. I loved her. I loved the script. And it was just a great thing to pop onto, even not being that much of a gamer.
Awesome. And last but not least, William Maisel, what was your experience like working on this project so far?
I am a gamer, not on any computer, mostly console as well. I play by myself. I don't have any friends, so that's fine.
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
If you have a PS5. No, the process was really exciting. I mean, this was entirely during the pandemic. It's really important that we note that because it was a hard time to sort of make content and get people together. So we did this all via Zoom. Pieced it. I mean, they did a great job of piecing
this
all together
via
Zoom auditions, and then we filmed it in Roy's apartment on an iPhone.
Wow, yeah, that's why I was blown away when it came to my attention. I was literally blown away by it. Hence why I just basically just commented really good things. The next thing you know, they're asking, hey, you help produce this, and I was like, this is awesome because it's one of the few projects that have come to my attention that I was like, I really do believe in this. I believe in the project. I believe in you guys. I just think it was an original concept, original the style of the way it was shot, just everything. So hence, you know, why I'm here involved. why I got involved. But what we don't want what's exciting though. Let's get into the nitty gritty. You guys did the pilot, two part pilot, which is out on YouTube. But most importantly, you guys are about to do a huge campaign. So let's talk. Who wants to talk about? Or you want to talk about the campaign and what's it about and how can people get involved?
Yeah. So basically, the campaign is going to be a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo, basically we are going to raise the money to actually film the official episode one and episode two of the series, and it's all about getting this amazing group of people, talented people, together again. And bring the content that Eli has been working on for so long, for almost 6 years. And we're all in this together, and we just want to bring this show out to more than just YouTube. We want everybody to see it. We want everyone to be a part of this show because we truly believe in it. And this is what the crowdfunding campaign is all about.
So you guys need to raise how much?
So we need to raise $5,000.
Okay.
For the first episode, but we have stretch goals. So as long as the more the merrier, let's say that. So we can the more... funds we get, the more episode we can actually produce. And we can bring to you guys out there in this world to watch.
Okay, so how could people get involved? The websites, anything like that? Again, it could be as minimum as what to how much? I mean, minimum, what's the minimum? Anything, $1 or $2 or whatever?
I think Indiegogo's minimum is $5, okay. But I could be mistaken. It could be lower than that.
But even that, guys, okay, here's the reality. So Indie100.com radio, I mean, I know the station itself got over 8 million listeners worldwide, guys. Oh, you guys, $1 a piece of you guys just went in to put in. I mean, you could raise $5,000 really quick. We've raised actually... There was another campaign that needed quite a sum of money and... raised a lot, most of, I think 80% of it, like within the first 2 days. Again, I'm not just claiming it's because of here, but they came here and announced it. So who knows, guys? Anything could happen. Of course, everyone likes different things. So, but if you guys are in the games, if you're in the cool shows, I highly recommend checking this out. Again, it's called Godlike Gaming. It's out there on YouTube. Check out the pilot. That's part one, part two. I think you're going to love it, and I think you're going to want to get involved. Again, how could they get involved? One more time, Roy. Oh, you haven't even said it.
So, I haven't said it yet. But, yeah, you can go on Indiegogo. So, it's igg.me/@/GG, the web series. So, this is how you can get in there. And as Tyrone said, like... Even $1 can help us.
Yeah, even a $1 piece, guys, or a $5, whatever you guys can do. But if I honestly think you guys, if you guys are in the game world, or even if you're not, it's just a really cool, hip show. Again, I really enjoyed it. And this is being literally when it was sent to me, I had nothing to do with the project at first. And then after I was like, this is something that I'm happy to be part of and seeing this come to fruition or help whatever I could do. But it's really cool. It's really one of the uniquest shows that I've seen. So I honestly think you guys are you honestly all did an excellent job. Seriously, guys.
Thank you.
So you guys really did. Nicole Murray, Jamie Bouch, Maddie Murphy, William Maisel, Amari Williams, Chantel Cassutt, and then we have another character, Robin Akerstrand?
Yes, Robin Akerstrand. He is playing Incognito in the first part of the pilot. He will join in the second season.
Awesome. But guys, so all you guys are going to go to Indiegogo, right? And they can just start. When is it launching?
So it will be launched May 19th, 2022.
Okay. Awesome. And then they could, so one more time, the website.
It's igg.me/@ggthewebseries.
So igg.me/@ggthewebseries. Okay. Or you could maybe just go to Indiegogo and type in, can they type in just Godlike Gaming?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can go to Indiegogo, type Godlike Gaming, and also in the our social media. GG the Web Series on Instagram. We're definitely going to have a link there, so you can just go there, GG the Web Series on Instagram, and you'll have the link.
So yeah, now Instagram, the social media, that's GG the Web Series. Again, yes. Standing like for Godlike Gaming. So GG the Web Series on Insta, that's your socials. And then just type in Godlike Gaming over on Indiegogo. That's the Indiegogo. Help out whatever you can. That'd be awesome. And there's stretch goals. Be a part of the show somehow, and just see this great cast get to do more of their work, which is really awesome. Well, guys, we're already at the mark. We got to wrap this up. Time went by really quick. Ultimately, this show is about inspiring others. You guys have been inspired. We want to inspire those. Really quickly, starting with Nicole Murray, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, maybe become an actress or just follow their dreams in general?
Find a way to get friends together, collaborate, and make the passionate art. Make art that you're passionate about.
Okay. Jamie Bouch.
I would just simply say, if you want to do something, do it. Don't let anything kind of get in your way, whether it's geography, where you're from, if it seems a million miles away, if it's there, go for it. Don't waste time.
Maddie Murphy, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, maybe become an actress, or just follow their dreams in general?
Keep trying. Even if it's a one in a million chance, there is that one, and it's going to happen as long as you keep putting in that work.
Awesome. William Maisel.
No matter what, keep doing it for the younger you that is out there watching.
Oh, there you go. And then Eli Sumler.
That was good. That was really good. And I also want to say, filling in after what they said, that it's never too late as well. Like, even if you're 60 and you want to pursue something, go for it. Just, it's never too late to start something. And the best way to learn something is to start it now.
And last but not least, guest co-host Roy Shella. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do?
Well, surround yourself with people that you truly love. Because these people will elevate you and you will elevate them. And once you have this love in your life, you'll be able to do everything you want. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay, really quickly, guys. Again, so the show is Godlike Gaming. Check it out on YouTube. You can see the pilot part one and part two on YouTube. That's Godlike Gaming. Most importantly, the crowdfunding, go to Indiegogo and then type in Godlike Gaming. Or one more time, the website really quick.
So the website.
Or the Indiegogo campaign.
So the Indiegogo campaign website is igg.me/@@ggthewebseries, or our social media on Instagram, GG the Web Series. We'll have a link for you there.
Okay, so GG the Web Series on Instagram. Check that out. There's a link over there. And speaking of social medias, really quickly, Nicole Murray, any social medias?
Yes, for IG at Lil Dinja.
Little Dinja.
Lil Ginja. L-I-L underscore G-I-N-G-A. I'm Ginger, in case you were wondering.
Just defending everybody.
Jamie Bouch.
Mine is a lot simpler. It's literally just my name. No spaces, no capitals.
Which
it's
is J-A-M-I-E, B as in boy.
Yep.
A-U-T-C-H.
Correctamundo,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, Jamie Bouch. Check him out. And then Maddie Murphy.
You can find me on Instagram at It's Maddie Murphy. That's ItsMaddyMurphy.
Okay, and William Maisel.
Yeah, it's at just Will Maisel, WillMaizel.
Okay, and Eli.
Sun Twin Photography.
Yeah, to go. Yeah, to go all different. Right. Yeah. So, what is it?
Sun Twin Photography. SunTwin Photography.
Okay, and last but not least, Roy Shelf.
All right, mine is Roy _Shelef, SHELLEF, and the number 7, lucky number 7.
Guys, I'm so sorry. The time went so quickly, so fast, but it was great. We actually went a little over here, but I do want to say good luck to every one of you guys, and not just the show. Again, I'm proud of you guys, and you guys did such an awesome. Eli created this awesome universe, so to speak, of it. Roy, you did an awesome job. And again, all of you guys did such an awesome piece of work in general. I really think you guys are going to go far. Again, Nicole Murray, Jamie Bouch, Maddie Murphy, William Mazzell, Omari Williams, who's not here, and Chantel Kasut, who's not here as well. You got everyone involved with the show, Robin Arkenstron, and all the cast and crew. You guys did an awesome, amazing work. We got to go. Again, God bless you guys. Best of luck with everything. Again, I'm really, really, really hoping you guys get involved out there. Thank you all out there. Again, check out Godlike Gaming. Check out the Indiegogo campaign. And I like to end off the show with Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.